Hurricane Florence disrupted daily operations for local governments in North Carolina, including county boards of elections. As Will Michaels reports, it's the second time in 2 years that voting officials have had to improvise just weeks before a general election.
It's deja vu for Melanie Ray, the director of elections in Craven County. She remembers when Hurricane Matthew hit her office in New Bern 2 years ago and less than a month before a major election.
The only difference here is we didn't actually have our ballots here in-house.
The State Board of Elections and Ethics Enforcement drafted this year's ballots later than usual because of multiple lawsuits against four of this year's six proposed constitutional amendments. It turns out that delay helped avoid what could have been a lot of soggy ballots.
And we are very, very thankful that we fought to move all of our election equipment out the Tuesday before the storm hit, because where we store our equipment was flooded and on the national news of it flooding.
Ironically, the vendor that prints the majority of the ballots for North Carolina counties is in New Bern, North Carolina.
Kim Strack is the executive director of the State Board of Elections. She says the vendor worked overtime and shipped some of the ballots to Raleigh for safekeeping. The board is also helping a handful of counties mail absentee ballots to active military overseas. That deadline is this weekend. The board extended the voter registration deadline for 36 counties when Hurricane Matthew hit in 2016. Strack says she still hasn't decided whether to do that this year.
It's sort of a fluid event. We still do not know how long it's going to take for some of these waters to recede. So if it comes to a point where we believe that people are going to be impacted by that, that's a decision we'll have to make.
Rain, shine, or persistent flooding, Melanie Ray says the 69,000 registered voters in Craven County will have a place to go when early voting starts on October 17th and on Election Day, November 6th.
We're used to having deadlines changed on us at the last minute, so and doing things at the last minute, and I'm thankful in Craven County that we're ready. We'll do what we need to do. If we have to set up alternate places, we'll get it done somehow.
Voters have until October 12th to register to vote on Election Day. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.